Wednesday night, or the Yud Beis Tammuz, Tzvachloch, and Chavis Aldovis. We're learning about making Bor Priyar Gofen during a meal, and Kiddush, if you hear, you know, Friday night, or Yom Tov, or Shabbos Day, for that matter. If you hear Kiddush, you make Kiddush, or you hear Kiddush, you made a Bor Priyar Gofen already. And if you're listening to Kiddush, if you drank wine, you don't have to drink the wine. It's not essential to drink the wine if you're hearing Kiddush. You can be Yaitu Kiddush without drinking the wine. But if you don't drink the wine, then the Borei Priyar Gofen of the Mavarech and your Amen will not cover any wine that you choose to drink during the meal. But if you heard Kiddush, certainly if you made Kiddush, or if you heard Kiddush and you drank the wine, then the Borei Priyar Gofen covers the wine during the meal. If you had a mind to drink wine during the meal, or if you regularly drink wine during the meal. Wine, grape juice, it's all the same. But if you didn't specifically have in mind to pater something you would drink during the meal, and you don't normally drink wine during the meal, then if you do drink wine during the meal, punkt, then you have to make a Borei Priyar Gofen on that wine. Similarly, if you didn't drink the wine of Kiddush, even if you were Yoitzer Kiddush, and you were Yoitzer Borei Priyar Gofen also, whatever that means, so you do have to make a bracha if you choose to drink wine during the meal. Havdalah is much more problematic. It's not clear if you make Havdalah and then you eat Malav HaMalka right after the Havdalah, if the Borei Priyar Gofen of the Havdalah covers the wine of the Suda. What the Mishnah Berurah recommends doing, very interestingly, is specifically having in mind that the Borei Priyar Gofen of Havdalah should not pata the wine that you will be drinking or maybe drinking during the Malav HaMalka. Specifically having in mind that it should not. That's an interesting to do it that way. Then of course you have to make a Baruch Achrayna if you drank a Revius of wine for Havdalah. Okay, Chavis Halvavis, again he's being very Myrish, describing the breakdown of a person, actually the breakdown of society, when they leave the Torah, but he paints leaving the Torah from the perspective of losing self-control and just following what we call a hedonistic lifestyle. You don't really have to learn Chavis Halvavis for this, you just have to go outside and see what's going on. You have to read newspapers and be aware of what's going on, then you won't need the Chavis Halvavis. But in case you're poorish from that, so you have to learn Chavis Halvavis, but then maybe you don't believe him how things are misdirected there. But if you know what's going on, you say, wow, the Imam is a fortune teller. He could see into the future. Anyway, he's talking about someone that is sotem in HaTorah and caught up in the pursuit of happiness and of fulfilling his will. That's what the focus of his life is. The layachdul drishos, and it never ends. He doesn't say it. I'll say Chazal, Yesh L'mon Erotz Messiah. Right, you get into a habit and then you just keep wanting more and more things. And it becomes a need. You know, you think you need it. You can't do without it. And that consumes your life. And you always have new pressures because you always have to do more and more and more just to keep, you have to keep running faster and faster to keep to stay in the same place. And it's mechazik you that you really need this. And the more you degenerate, misrachikim, and you're further away from Hashem, you're further away. But this puts the focus of being close to Hashem as the hisgabrus of seichel over the guf. That's how you become closer to Hashem. And the other way is merachik you from Hashem. The chomal sherechku me'or ha'emes asher porushu mimenu misraglim la'yetzer asher rotsu. You become used to the way your lifestyle is and you justify it and it becomes right. U'bekach nermach hasheicha aleihem, and it becomes dark. They don't see the emes. Vayigdal ha'olam b'nafshol seihem, and this becomes the most important thing in the world. I can't imagine doing without it, and it becomes very, very important. Vayisyat b'ticho, and its attractiveness becomes great. Uvonu also, and they cultivate. They cultivate these desires, these things. It could be any desire, something that you don't need, something that you want. B'churban sechleihem, the ruination of their seichel. B'chol ma shehosef ha'olam binyan, what they think they're building, is hosef ha'seichel churban. The seichel is going the other way. At shetimu da'uso hadracha, and then they justify what they're doing, and they say this is the proper path to follow. What's wrong? U'ti'iyoso hanchoya, and their errors become their virtues. Vasu choku musar. Next step is you pass a law that you have to do it this way because liberty. You have to have liberty, and it becomes a law, and they make it choku musar, and then they pass it on to their children. Vahrishu ha'avos lefneihem, the gidlu b'hem tzetzayim, and the children that grow up, they don't know any differently. It's a chonos on them. They think this is the way you have to live. The tzivu b'hem lahamoneihem, and they teach it. The kinu b'hem anigayim zebozeh, and then the leader is the one that could promise more toys and more things. They become the leaders. B'neschazek hanega b'hem heitev, batimolei oret shtus, which is right on the mark. And people are not rational anymore. The seichel becomes just, and any seichel that's exhibited becomes just a kardum lachbor ba to get things and to fulfill their desires. And straight thinking becomes weird. You see a person that is wants to become porish from that, you think there's something wrong with him. Right? Have you, admit it, what do you think of a person without a cell phone? Like, all nuts. How do you have a cell phone? What's the matter with you? Ve'etzanus mimos rosov, and keeping away from Osiris becomes a chisur. You won't be able to do a shidduch. It becomes like the biggest chisur in the world. You say, this person's not of this world. Ve'nasa ha'mestapik bo b'kdei atzorech, and someone who tries to just get by with k'dei atzorech, chasar yecholes, you think of him as a neb, and someone who can't do anything in life. Ba'misrapem milir dofachro mechaser nafsho, he's messing himself up. People think ba'mistapik b'meshehisig is cholosh, ba'mistadul bo pikeach, and really you're wasting your time. But that person is thought of as being a big pikeach. Uvo mahalulim u'miskabdim ba'olav mischabrim, people want to be his friends. He's a cool guy, cool. Ubavuro kosim u'misratzim, and the focus of everything, what they like, what they don't like. Facebook, you know, like, don't like, friends, not friends. That becomes v'ligmulo po'alem bitnam, this is a beautiful, I mean, not beautiful, very sad. Bitnam Eloheihem, v'dosam albusheihem. Their belly is their god, and their religion is the kind of clothes they wear. Umusaram siyud mishkanoseihem, their houses, furniture, houses, that's their musar. Toim b'tohom asichlus, mizdadim b'ma'on haleus, amusim b'mitanei hataivois, mevakshim gmul hanishmoim b'maisa hamamri, mumalas atzadikim balochos arishoim, k'mo shomru kadmoneinu, osim asa zimri, mevakshim socher kapinchos. And they're justified what they're doing, and whoever doesn't do what they do is a little nuts, and what's wrong, and it's, yeah. And this is what happens when you fall into the trap of, and it starts off with not being makbid on the Dinei HaTorah. He is looking at, it's a remarkable way to look at the Torah, looking at the Torah as the red line of, for the Jewish people, not for the Musolam, but for the Jewish people, this is the red line of his Gabrus HaSeichel over the Guf. And when you cross that red line, he doesn't even talk about that yet. You're violating the laws of the Torah. Like, you're not focused on that in this parak, in this shar. He just says, then you broke the bounds, and then you just caught up in that rat race of acquiring more things and following what you want and trying to get more things, etc. Okay.